I thank the Lord for His goodness to me, for the opportunity to be in service tonight. As Brother Michael made mention this morning, it's been a while, I know it's been a while since I've been here. Maybe four or five services, six maybe, but I thank the Lord that we can come together tonight as a group and here to worship, serve, love Him. I have a little burden on my heart I'd like to share with you this evening. I ask interest in your prayers that I would be able to relay to you what I felt the Lord gave me. I'm thankful for circumstances in life that we find ourselves in that may be uncomfortable, that the Lord allows us to be in. And it's through those circumstances that He allows us to receive something or to get something. That He can work through those circumstances to reveal to us things that He would have us to know and that He would have us to learn. I went through one of them circumstances very recently. I'll try to be very careful in just my little relation of the story. I was invited to a function, a get together, and I was invited by some people very, very close to me to a function. And it was not something that I would say that I just looked forward to. It's not something that just sparked my interest and that I was just excited and I wasn't looking too forward to the occasion. It's not something that I just dug my heels in and just talked bad about and just downed it, but it was something that if I could have avoided, I probably would have. But I felt obligated. I was given a personal invitation. I just felt that there was a need to be there, to be in this place. I knew there would be things there that I knew once I got there that things would be okay, that things would work itself out. But on the other side of that, I also knew that it was an atmosphere that I wasn't comfortable in, that wasn't me. I knew there would be things there that would take place that maybe I didn't agree with, that I didn't see eye to eye with, and just all those things. It was just a circumstance that I didn't really want to be in. Well, I went to this event, and sure enough, just as I thought, things turned out about the way I thought they would. There were things taking place that I just kind of wanted to hang my head and shake my head. There was a lot of people there. They had some music there, a live band there, and the music in it was just loud and it just kind of pulsed in my head, and I endured it. But the whole time I looked forward to the time that I was going to be able to slip away and get away. Well, that time finally came. And I tried to make the most of the circumstance. But the whole time I was there, I thought, man, when I get home, and I can go in my bedroom and I can just shut that door. And my whole time I was there, my desire was just to get out of that place and get in a place where it could be just me and the Lord. Where I could close the door, shut it out, tune it out, and just me and the Lord. And that's what I desired. Well, that's what happened. And I left that, and I went home, and I closed the door, and I knelt down in prayer, and I started talking to the Lord. And I poured my heart out to Him. And it's through this circumstance is where He gave me this thought. And that's why I'm expressing it to you. And I began to tell the Lord Lord, what a blessed person I am. While I was there at that event, I was able to step back and just look around at all that was happening and listen to the conversations that was taking place and just see the things. And I mean, I'll just say it. There was just words and language that I would have rather not heard. There was beverages being consumed that I would have rather not seen consumed. All those things that the world doesn't think anything about. All that was taking place. And I was able to step back and just see that and observe that and take all that in. And I got home and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I am so blessed that You saw fit to pour out Your love and Your saving grace on me. And I know there are some without understanding, there are some that don't know, but there are some that do know and choose not to do what they know they should do. But Lord, thank You. Thank You for what You've done for me, dear Lord. I am so blessed. I'm blessed because of what the Lord done for me. I'm blessed because of You. I'm blessed because of this opportunity I have. It's hard for me to express without tears. What the saints of God mean to me. And what I think of Your prayers. And how much I appreciate Your love and Your support. And Your faithfulness to be here. And the warm, fuzzy feelings it gives me. To be among God's people. I appreciate it. We are a blessed people. I'm blessed. You're blessed. We're blessed that we have this opportunity to be here tonight. We live in a nation. We are blessed to live in this nation. We can look around this nation and see all the, as we heard this morning, the wickedness and the turmoil and all that going on around us. But thank the Lord, we still have the opportunity to lift up a prayer to Him, to come to Him in prayer, to meet together here in service tonight. Thank the Lord, we are such a blessed people. And I thank the Lord so much for that. But as much as we are blessed through all those things, I felt like the Lord looked down and said, that's all part of it. Being with the saints, that's all part of it. Singing the songs, you don't know how good it did my heart this evening to see some hands raised. Just hear some people testifying tonight of what the Lord has been saying to them and how the Lord's been calling them. It does my heart good, saints. Thank you for your faithfulness. But I felt the Lord look down and said, all that's great. That is part of it. That's a benefit of it. But I felt like He looked down and told me, you are blessed because of me. You're blessed because of what I have done for you. You are a blessed people because of truth. You're blessed because of what I did on the cross for you, that song we just sang. That's why you're blessed. Folks, I love you. I love what you're doing. I love being here with you. But I'm blessed because of what the Lord did for me. I'm blessed because of truth. I'm blessed because of the plan of salvation. And I chose to take part of that plan. But it's only God and His love and His mercy is why I am where I am today. That's the reason that I'm standing here. That's the reason we are all here. Because of what God has done for us. And in His love and mercy and what He has extended to us. So with that, that was where my thoughts led me. As I was pouring my heart out to the Lord. And what He has done for us with truth, with the message, with the plan of salvation. And that was, as I was talking to him, a passage of Scripture came to my mind. And that passage of Scripture is where this thought was taken from. And I've written on the board, giving heed to what I've heard. And I know that's a little bit out of context of what the Scripture says. But that passage is Hebrews 2, starting at verse 1. Hebrews 2 and 1 says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. Giving heed to what we have heard. All down through time, the Lord has chosen different ways and different methods of getting His point and getting what He has to say over to people. This second verse, spoken by angels, some of the commentators reference this maybe to Lot when the angels came and visited him. And as we know the story, his wife chose not to obey and had to suffer the consequences of that. But there has never been a greater message ever preached by a greater man than the Lord Jesus Himself, and the reason and the message, the reason He came to this earth. And that was to the message of salvation, to come, live His life on this earth, die His death, that we might be set free and to be able to live free from our sins. And thank the Lord for that message of salvation. I thank the Lord so much for those who have gone before us, who has paved the way before us, who has been tortured, who has given it their all, who has given their lives for this gospel message, that I can hold it right here in my hand today, and that I can read. What is it, Brother Michael, that you... The words of the Master. I appreciate the way he says that when he reads those words in red. But folks, giving heed to the things which we have heard, giving heed to those things when we hear those things talked about God and how the Lord uses the lips of clay to bring forth His messages. When we hear those things and we read those things, it says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. My takeaway from that is, it is in our best interest to get a hold of the things that the Lord would reveal to us, the things that the Lord would have us to hear, the things that the Lord would allow us to hear through the lips of clay, through the Scriptures. When God has something to say to us, whatever form it might be in, it is in our best interest to give heed to those things, get a grip, get a hold of it, lest at any time we should let them slip. Clark, I like the way Clark brought his thoughts out on this passage of Scripture. Therefore, because God has spoken to us by His Son, and because that Son is so great and glorious, and because the subject which is addressed to us is such infinite importance to our welfare, We should hear the doctrine of Christ with care, candor, and deep concern. Because this is the greatest thing ever spoken, this message, these words, this gift given to the Lord, because this is the greatest thing that He has ever given us, His Son, we should hear the doctrine of Christ with care, candor, and deep concern. I started off by saying we are a blessed people. And we are. We hear truth Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. We have the availability and the opportunity on a daily basis, every hour of the day, if we wanted to, with today's technology, to go up and pull up almost a big percentage of the messages ever preached in the last two decades. I was visiting with someone this morning right after service. And they come up to me and they put their arm around me and they say, "Brother," they said, "we heard truth this morning." And I said, "We sure did. We sure did." And folks, I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to hear things. I thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to read things. But what good is truth doing me if I'm not heeding truth? And that's where my burden is tonight. Folks, it's easy to hear truth. We've all grown up in it, most of us. Have grown up in it. Most of us have heard it either all our lives or the biggest percentage of our lives. We know what truth is. We know where to go to find it. We've all tasted it and been a part of it. But what good is it to hear this truth, to read this truth, if I'm not heeding what I'm hearing and what I'm reading? So what is the definition of giving heed? Well, in one of these, I don't remember what dictionary it was, just the definition I found. Giving heed. To listen carefully or pay close attention. To give ample or due consideration. God has given me the opportunity to sit under message after message, after message, Sunday after Sunday, week after week. He's given me the opportunity through His mercy to read and to be able to understand and to be able to comprehend and to be able to see these things and know what they meant back then and know how to apply them in my life today. But once I hear those things, and once I read those things, and once the Lord has revealed to me and given me understanding, then I have a part to play. Then I have a responsibility. And what is that responsibility? It's to give heed. It's to give heed to those things that the Lord is trying to show me and that the Lord is trying to reveal to me. To hear it. To attend unto it, to regard it, hold it close, to consider it, to think about it, not just to hear it and let it go, not just to let it, the famous, in one ear and out the other, no, but to hear it, to hold it, to consider it, to inquire into it. To look into it. Dive into it. Dig into it. Seek the Lord about it. Those things that we hear and we read about. Lord, how does that fit? How does that apply to me? How do I fit into that? To adhere to it, to retain what is heard or read, and then to apply it. Isn't there a scripture that says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only? Folks, it's easy to hear truth. We know what truth is. We are a blessed people. Again, we have been around it. We've been in it. We've been a part of it. Will you allow me to say it can be second nature to us. I mean, this is what I grew up and I've come to love. More so than the things of the world and the people of the world. This is where I want to be. But it's got to be more than just being here in service. It's got to be more than just words out of someone's mouth. It's got to be more than just all the letters in red in the Bible. It's truth, but it's got to mean something to me. It pertains to me. It's got to be special to me. It was meant for every one of us, but I've got to give heed to it. I've got to consider that thing. I've got to think about that thing. I've got to adhere to that thing. And then I've got to apply that thing in my life. Because I can't afford not to give heed to it. The second part of that first verse says, lest at any time we should let them slip. Again, I'll reference some of the commentators here. Most were in agreement that this was a metaphor taken from a certain type of vessel. It says that the staves not being close enough together, that the fluid put in them leaks through the cracks and the crevices. Lord, help me to give heed to the things that I have heard. And help me to be able to be that vessel that can retain what I'm hearing, what I'm reading, and what I'm understanding. Do you know, at the moment that God gives us understanding, there is the potential there. We have that understanding. He's given it to us. But the potential is there is once we have it, just as quick as we got it, we can lose it. We can be the type of vessel where the staves are not close enough together that if we're not careful, everything we've heard and read and that we have been so blessed, those messages and those anointings, we can hear them and we can be blessed by them and they can mean something to us. But if we're not careful, those things can leave us just as quick as they come to us. Lord, help us that we not let them give heed to what I've heard, but that we not let them slip away. Lord, help me to be able to remember those things, to hold on to those things, hold them close to my heart, that they can stay with me, that I can leave this place that I'm in, this place that I'm in, reading and hearing that message that I hear, but that I will be able to utilize that I can get a hold of something, that I can give heed to it, to be able to use it later in life, when those places that I have to go through. So I think of it this way, and I'll just my personal experience, and this is the experience that I have felt quite often. We have just got through with a a wonderful, I just don't know any other word to use, a wonderful summer of camp meetings. I had opportunity, and I hope most of y'all had opportunity. And if you didn't this year, maybe you will next year. But I had the opportunity, of course, to be in our meeting, West Virginia, Monarch. And I've had a couple people ask me, well, how was the services at Monarch? And I guess everybody's reply is always the same. The Lord blessed in the services. Man, he was there, and man, we had some great services at Monarch. I guess I've really never heard anybody give another answer besides that. And I had someone ask me the other day, and I that's what I told him. I said, look, I guess I'm going to say the same thing that everybody always says. That we had some wonderful services. The altar work was outstanding. You could see and feel the anointing being poured out on the vessel that God chose to bring the message that night. And it was just, and the minister would sit down, and the altars were just flooded with people, and we ran out of room, and they would have to go get another bench to bring down. And it was a wonderful experience. We heard truth. We heard God in His love and His mercy using the lips of clay to give us the salvation message. And I was blessed, and you were blessed to be there. I heard truth. And I thank the Lord for that. But folks, it lasted, 10 days? And I've got to leave Monarch. And I've got to go back to some normality of life. And I've got to get back in the groove of things. And I've got to go to work. And I've got to get up early. And I've got to do all these things. And while Monarch was as wonderful as it was, Monarch's not going to follow me home. The Lord will follow me home. Thank the Lord for that. But Monarch's not going to follow me home. All those warm, fuzzy feelings that I felt, and I saw the hand raised, and all those just the blessings I felt, it was wonderful. But I'm not going to feel that way that I felt there under the anointing of the message at that time. I'm not going to continue to feel that way going forward every day for the rest of my life. So what am I going to have to do? I heard truth. I'm going to have to, when I hear it, I'm going to have to take advantage of that opportunity. When I read it, I'm going to have to take advantage of that opportunity and give heed to the things that I'm hearing. Because later in life, I'm going to have to be able to remember those things. And I'm going to want the Lord to bless me with some of those thoughts again. And He might choose to help me feel some of those feelings again. But if I didn't give heed, and if I didn't remember it, if I didn't think about it and inquire about it and hold it close and make sure it didn't leak out, then what do I have to fall back on? Lord, help me to give heed to the things that I have heard. Verse 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You know, there was a penalty paid for those who didn't heed what the Lord had to say. We mentioned Lot's wife. She chose to disobey, had to pay a penalty. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You know, the answer to that is, we won't escape. We won't escape. If we choose to neglect the understanding that the Lord has given us, if we choose to not take heed, if we choose to not do our responsibility, if we choose to not do our part once the Lord has done His, then we will have to pay a penalty as well. But we don't have to pay that penalty. We don't have to pay that penalty. And thank the Lord for that. Because the choice is mine. The opportunity is mine. The Lord has laid out everything I need right here. Whatever you want to call it, a roadmap, directions, a guide, however you want to put it, it's all given to me right here. All I have to do is ask the Lord for understanding, for Him to reveal Himself to me. And then once He does that, give heed to it. Give heed to it. Attend unto it. Regard it. Consider it. Retain it. Hear it. Think about it. All those things. Hold it close. Hold it inside. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it leak out. Amen. Folks, the Lord has done His part. We have a part to do. We have a responsibility. I thank the Lord for all the opportunities. I thank the Lord for the opportunities that I've had growing up here in the church. I thank the Lord for this congregation. I thank the Lord for each one of you. Again, for your love, for your support, for your prayers, for the pats on the back, for the arm around the shoulder saying, "I'm praying for you." I thank the Lord for truth. I thank the Lord for those who have gone before me. I thank the Lord for those who have been willing to answer the Lord's call, who is willing to stand up and give it their all, give it, preach their hearts out and carry those burdens. But I don't want all that to be in vain. I want that to mean something to me. And I want it to mean something to you. And going forward, I want to sit under some more of those messages. And I want to be under the Lord's anointing and in those services. And I want to continue to live my life this way and continue to be here with you. But it's only going to happen if I pay attention and if I listen to what the Lord has to say. And if I take it to heart, and if I read into it and try to understand it, Lord, help us to give heed to the things that He has to say to us. Thank you for your attention. Y'all pray for me. I want to make heaven my home.